There's a very well-known story that's told. I spent most of the day trying to verify who the story is about. I guess Begeder of Lav Aishal Nomid, if anyone here happens to know who the story is about, please come over to me afterwards, let me know, it would be much appreciated. There's a well-known story that's told about a very prestigious individual walked into a Beis Medrash, was looking for a shidduch for his daughter. And he challenged the Bachram of the Beis Medrash and he said, I have a kasha for all of you. And whoever answers my kasha will have the zechus of marrying my daughter. And after a few days of no one being able to answer this question, this individual left the Beis Medrash, unsuccessful in finding a shidduch for his daughter. And as he was leaving, one of the Bachram got up from the Beis Medrash and ran after him, caught up to him, and said, wait a second, hold on, don't leave yet. Before you go, can you please tell us the answer to the question? Fine, we won't get to marry your daughter, but please tell us the answer. To which, of course, the individual responded, you are the one that I want to marry my daughter. There's a very popular lesson that's learned from this story in that it's not important so much what our kohos and learning are, how intelligent we are, how smart we are, but what's important is the hislavos. What's important is how much we want to know Torah, how much we want to learn. So that's what impressed this person. And that's the general lesson that comes out of this story. I want to take it, though, in a different direction. Maybe learn something a little bit different from this story. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, depending on which girsa you have, it's either Mishnah Hey, Mishnah Vav. Amongst other things, the Mishnah says three words that Pashup Shat seems so simple, seems so obvious, but yet when you look into some of the Rishonim, they take on such a crucial role in our Limud HaTorah. The Mishnah says, V'lo ha-baishon lomid. A bashful person, a person who is ashamed, is not able to learn. And again, Pashup Shat, as the Rav Bartanura and others explain, very simply, if a person is ashamed, if a person is embarrassed, he won't ask questions. If he doesn't understand something, if he has a suffix in halacha, he won't ask about it. And he'll go on without learning the answer to his questions. Pashup Shat, V'lo ha-baishon lomid, someone who's ashamed won't learn. So according to this, lomid is just a very ambiguous term. Lav dafka, he won't be able to learn at all. Lomid means he won't be learning the answer to this question. And he'll go on without finding that answer. Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yonah, though, take it much further. First, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, V'lo ha-baishon lomid, and it quotes the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, in the Valta behisnase v'mzmus yad lepeh. And what does this pasuk mean? V'zeh pasuk pereshul chazal b'mesechas brachos imenav al atzmo b'divrei Torah. If a person degrades himself in divrei Torah, if he lowers himself down, he puts himself down for the sake of divrei Torah, sofo lehisnase. In the end, he will be raised up. Aval imhu shosek she'inu shol behilchos uveshar nyonim. But if he stays quiet and he doesn't ask his questions, yasim yado lepiv, it's as if he has put his hand over his mouth. Klomar lo yodea klum. He will not be learning anything. This is taken much further than, again, Pashup Shat and the way the Bartanura learns it. Lo yodea klum. Not just about the question he wants to ask, not just about this one suffix in halacha, but lo yodea klum, it seems to say, you will not know anything. This is actually a change from the girsa of Rashi in Maseches Brachos in that Gemara over there, where I believe his lashon is lo tedea ma'ala hashiv. He won't find the answer to his question. But here Rashi takes it much further. The Rabbeinu Yonah actually gives two different explanations of what it means to be a baishan in learning, what it means to be ashamed, to be embarrassed about our learning. But before he does that, he says one very important, crucial line. La Baishan Lamed says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Midas Haboshes Himida Tova B'chol Inyan. That this characteristic, this Mida, this trait of Boshes, of bashfulness, of shame, of embarrassment, it is a positive characteristic in all areas of our Avodas Hashem. In everything we do in our lives, in every way we try to serve Hashem, it is a positive thing, it is a strength, it is an asset. Levad balimud, except when it comes for limud haTorah. Use boshes, use busha, be a baishan all day long. When you come into the Beis Medrash, you check your busha at the door, you sit down without an ounce of busha whatsoever. And then he goes on to explain two ways that a person can have busha and learning in such a negative way. Shedavad HaMelech Alav HaShalom Bevarachim Lepnei Shaul V'amdu Lepnei Malcha Yumos HaOlam. That David HaMelech, when he was running away from Shaul, and he was in front of the kings of the world, Lo Hayom Isbayish L'daber BaTorah V'Mitzvos. He was not embarrassed to speak Torah in front of them, Gam Ki Yehatlu Vo Malikim B'Dvarov. Even though he knew they were going to embarrass him, he knew it was going to look bad in front of them, he didn't care about that, Kilo Tova HaBusha B'Alimud, because Busha has no place when it comes to our Limud HaTorah. And then he goes on to a second way, and this goes more with what we understand and what Rashi says. V'gam ein l'talmid lomar, and also the Talmud shouldn't say tipish kamoni eicha shal davar lefnei chacham gadol v'torah. I'm not smart. I'm not intelligent. What place do I have to go ask this Talmud chacham a question? It's going to make me look so bad. And then he goes on to say again that busha, that shamefulness, has no place in limud haTorah. So it's very simple to understand Rabbeinu Yonah's first pshat. That Limud HaTorah has no place, busha has no place in Limud HaTorah when we're learning in front of other people. That chas v'shalom, we should be going on a subway and be embarrassed to take out a sefer because the person who's basically sitting right on top of me is going to see me learning this weird little book with weird writing inside of it, so I'm going to be embarrassed about it. Or if I'm on the subway, or if I'm in a restaurant somewhere and there are people around me. So chas v'shalom, we should be embarrassed to talk divrei Torah and start sounding weird words that people around us are going to hear and be embarrassed about saying that. The Ramban gives an unbelievable pshat on the pasuk that says, Arura shal yokim es divrei haTorah hazos, that comes from the Tochacha, lasos osam v'amar kol ha'am amin. That a curse should be upon the person, asher lo yokim es divrei haTorah hazos. The person who does not uphold the words of this Torah. And the many pshatim that are given in the Rishonim, the Ramban in his last parish says, Vili Nira, what is this referring to? Something unbelievable. Mamish, an utter a curse on the person who is not Yakim es divrei haTorah hazos, referring to what? Vili Nira al hachazon she'eno mekim sefer Torah al hatzibo laharos pnei ksivaso lakol. The person who doesn't do Hagba properly. Kemoshim refers to Maseches Sofrim Shemagbiin also Umar Pnei Ksivaso La'am Ha'omdim Liyamino Ulesmolo, that the person should raise up the Torah and show the writing to the nation around him that are standing. He should go to his right, to his left, Umachzir Lefanov La'achorav, in front and back. Shemitzvah L'chol Anashim V'Anashim Liros HaKasuv, because it's the mitzvah of everyone to see it. V'lichrov V'lomar, and to bow and then to say the words Zos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe. This is the Torah, and again, this is Ram Minhag, of course, has become to do that hagba, whether before laning, after laning. But Ora Shalokim Es Devar HaTorah Zos, the person who doesn't do this, is mamish, it's cursed. Why? Because it's one thing to have the Torah on the bima, on the shulchan, and to say it. But when we want to raise up that Torah symbolically, so to speak, we want to pick it up and show it off to the world. If a person doesn't do that properly, that's Ora. Someone who keeps the Torah to themselves. Someone who doesn't want to show it off to the world, that's Aurur. So we can understand the first pshat on Rabbeinu Yonah. But the second pshat, about a person who's embarrassed to ask the questions, and certainly, according to Rashi, that someone who's embarrassed to ask a question, lo yodea klum, he will not learn anything. Why not? So I won't learn the answer to the questions that I have, but there are plenty of things I understand. There are plenty of things I don't need to ask a question about. There are plenty of areas of halacha that I could be a complete and total baki. I know shas uposkim kol in one sugya. But in another sugya, I have a question. Okay, so I want to understand that. Why v'lo yodea klum? The midah of busha has tremendous power in other areas of our avodas Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos says an unbelievable thing. This is Brachos, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Kol Ose Dover Avera Umizbayish Bo. If a person does an Avera and he is embarrassed about it, he is ashamed of it, Mochlin Lo Al Kol Avonosav. He is forgiven Al Kol Avonosav on all of his Averas. I guess being a little bit medayik in the Gemara, I didn't look into this, so don't quote me on this, but I just noticed it now. Kol Ose Dover Avera, you do one Dover Avera Umizbayish Bo, and you are embarrassed of it, But then the Gemara says, Mochlin lo al kol avonosav. You are forgiven on all of your averos. Seems to be an unbelievable thing. A busha on one avera leads to a mechila on all of a person's averos. Rabbeinu Yerucham equates busha with the midah of Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, we understand, is such a powerful, amazing thing. Ma Hashem shom eimach kiyim liyira oso. The one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us is that Yiras Hashem. Hakol b'dei shemayim chus miyiras shemayim. And Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that busha and Yiras Hashem go hand in hand. They are one and the same. How do we understand how busha can be so powerful on one hand, but yet has no place in our Limud HaTorah? Explains Rav Dessler and Rav Chaim Friedlander. The midah of busha, the source where it comes from, within ourselves, we understand, of course, that the whole tachlis of our lives is to be dovuk to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, to come close to Hashem. The more mitzvos we do, the more Torah we learn. So we are being dovuk to Hashem. We are clinging to God. We are coming closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, Rachmana Litzlan, we do an Avera, we stay away from Liman HaTorah. Those things distance us, remove us from our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we are left with a contradiction, with a stira within ourselves. On the one hand, I know that I'm supposed to be close to Hashem. Shivisi Hashem Menegdi Tamid. Hashem has to be present there with me at all times. So I know that's the way it's supposed to be. On the other hand, I just did an Avera. I just did something bad. I lowered myself down. That stira, that internal contradiction that is so strong within us, hopefully, is where the midah of busha, is where the embarrassment truly comes from. The more I know the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more I recognize the shiflos of myself and of the chet yaver that I just did, the greater that stira becomes, and the more busha I feel. When Adam and Chava were first created, as the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Perakim Pasuk Chafei, Vayu Shnehem Arumim, Ha'adam V'ishto, V'lo Yisbo Shashu. They were not embarrassed, they were not ashamed at all. Why? Says Rav Dessler, because they were entirely living L'shem Shamayim. Everything about them, their entire existence, was purely L'shem Shamayim. And if something is L'shem Shamayim, then what are you going to be embarrassed about? What are you going to be ashamed about? I'm doing everything perfectly in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am fulfilling my tachlis. What is there to be embarrassed or ashamed about? V'lo yisbo shoshu. And immediately afterwards, as Rashi explains, V'hanachash haya oro mikolchai sasodeh, the nachash jumps on this, and it convinces them to do the chait, which is followed by Perak Dalet Pasuk Chaf Alef, Ayas Hashem Elokim le'adam u'le'ishto kasnos or v'yal bishem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to dress them because they became embarrassed at that point. Once they were living purely l'shem Shemayim, and everything they were doing was davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no shame, there was no busha involved. However, once they committed the Avera, and they internalized that Yetzirah, that external force that had pushed them into doing the Avera, once they internalized that, and it became an inherent part of them, that's where the busha comes in. Because now they have, again, this steer, this contradiction of, I want to be able to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet look how low I am, look at the chet, look at the avera I just did. And that's why, when it comes to the Gemara on Brachos, again, Yud Beis Amud Beis, that says, Kol ha'osedav avera misbayish b'mochlin lo al kol avonosav, that a person who does an avera and is mivayish from it, he's embarrassed of it, so he is forgiven for all his averos. Because that's dafka, the point. That is what tshuva is. To be embarrassed, to feel so strongly of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and yet how low I am and what this avera just did to me. If I feel that busha, that's exactly what tshuva is. So then, mochlin lo akol avonosav. But when it comes to our limud HaTorah, when it comes to our learning, this midah of busha is flipped upside down. The way it applies in terms of our Yiras Hashem, in terms of our doing tshuva, in terms of our refraining from averos, it becomes flipped upside down. Because now my nisayon is the opposite. Not to refrain from doing averos, but to step up and to start learning. And when I do that, if I have busha, if I am embarrassed, then that shows that my intentions, my actions are not purely l'shem shamayim. Because if everything we do, again, is purely l'shem shamayim, if I'm sitting down and opening up the Gemara because I know this is the Torah Hashem, because I know I have the unbelievable zechus of sitting in a base medrash and learning an Amar Abayi and Amar Rava, if I know that's the case, then why am I going to be embarrassed? If I don't understand something, so what? What's my goal? Is my goal to look good? Or is my goal to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah? If my goal is to look good, so then yes, I will take a step back, I will be embarrassed, I don't want to ask any questions. But if my goal is purely l'shem shamayim, then I don't care what anyone else is going to think about me. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to find the answer to that question. So no matter how much I am embarrassed by asking a simple word in a Gemara, I am going to ask the question. In the course of our learning, I would say that the amount of times we have a question about something that we don't truly understand, or we get into a halachic dilemma that we are mamash embarrassed about asking, I would say it's not so common. It's not so often that we're in a situation where we're really going to feel so bad and we're going to be looked down upon for asking a certain question. But I believe that this midah of busha, when it comes to learning, it attacks us in a much more subtle way. In that, regardless of the scenarios that come up, that I'm sitting and learning and now I don't understand something, in order to avoid doing that, in order to avoid not understanding something, I won't challenge myself. I won't put myself in a situation where it's going to make me look bad. So if there's a certain sugya that is difficult, is hard, that I'm going to need help with, I don't know if I'll learn that necessarily. If there's a certain shir that I won't understand, well then that shir is not for me. I'm going to go to a shir where I can understand every single word. And then I'll never have to ask a question. I'm going to look good. I'm going to sit right in front of the Rebbe. I'm going to have perfect notes. I'm going to know everything. I'm going to look good from listening to this shir. I'm going to avoid challenging myself, because when I put myself in a situation where I have to ask the questions, that's what makes me look bad. Whether consciously or unconsciously, we all do it to a certain extent in our lives. There's always an extra level we can reach. There's always more we can learn. There are always more and more difficult sugyos that we can learn. We just had, in the Mishabura Yomi cycle, Hilchos Tzitzis, now starting Hilchos Tfilin. I believe it's Simin Lamed Beis, the massive, huge Simin. Such a difficult thing. I would say it's basically impossible to learn if you don't have pictures in front of you. Especially when it comes to Hilchos Tzitzis, the way the Mechaber talks about the different cases, about it ripping this way or that way. At least I couldn't. I'll admit, I couldn't learn it without some type of sefer in front of me that had pictures with it. And many people were deterred by that. Many people didn't want to stick with the Mishabura Yomi cycle. And it's understandable, 100%. Comes at a bad time. There was Shir Bechina's going on, and then of course the college finals going on. Of course it's understandable, but to back away simply because I don't want to challenge myself because I'm going to have to ask the questions, that's v'lo habayishan lamid. Busha has no place. Busha has no place in our Limud HaTorah. I myself was zochet to see when I was a bachur in yeshiva here not so long ago. I was zochet to see certain individuals who went to a shir that they had no business being in. And every night they had to sit in the base medrash for hours doing chazara. And they went from one person to another person to another person, asking every single question about the shir, trying to understand it. And yes, it made them look, you know what, you are probably the lowest guy in the shir. But they didn't care. They wanted to be in that shir, they wanted to challenge themselves. And I could be made that now they are mamish talmidei chachamim. We have to be able to challenge ourselves. Rare are the cases that come up that we're embarrassed, mamish embarrassed, to ask a question about something. But much more commonly are we afraid to challenge ourselves. But if we understand that everything we do has to be l'shem shamayim. And of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down on us and he wants us to learn kol haTorah kulo. Not just the parts we understand, not just the easy parts, every part of Torah. Kol HaTorah Kulo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us the Torah when we are in the womb. We learn the entire Torah, we forget it. And all of the Mepharshim explain why. Because it shows we're able to learn it. I have a kinyan in this Torah. I am able to challenge ourselves. We have to step up and accept that challenge. The Tzidkas HaTzadik says, I believe his words are, Kishem Shechayv Adam Lahamin BaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that a person is Chayov to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Tzorach Achar Kach Lahamin BaAtmecha. A person has to believe in themselves. A person has to understand that I have the ability to learn and to step back and to be embarrassed, to not want to challenge myself, to not want to put myself in that situation where temporarily I'm going to look bad, but yet in the long run, I'm going to become that Talmud Chacham. That cannot be us. Someone just showed me a quote, I think from Rav Zelig Pliskin. It says that if you ask a question, you look like a fool for 5 minutes. But if you don't ask a question, you look like a fool for the rest of your life. And that's our choice. Do we want to challenge ourselves? Do we want to step up and accept that challenge? Put ourselves in situations where we won't understand, where we'll have to ask all the questions, where maybe we'll be the lowest guy in the shir? Understanding and recognizing that the benefits of that, with our Limud HaTorah being purely lishma, knowing the potential and the results that can come from it. When that bachur came back to the father and said, I want to know the answer. Maybe I won't get to marry your daughter, but please tell me the answer. What he was being megala l'mafreya, what he was showing, was that his Limud HaTorah was purely lishma. The other bachurim in the Beis Medrash, they didn't get to marry the daughter. They didn't have that zchus. Okay, fine, so I don't know the answer. Forget it. I don't want to know the answer. L'mafreya, that just shows the learning that they did to try to find that answer was just to get the girl. But this bachur understood that he wants the answer because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to find the answer, not because he wants to get the girl. And of course, depending on which version of the story you have heard, that bachur went on to be, again, I haven't verified the source, but that bachur went on to be either Rabbi Akiva Eger or Rav Al Yashuv. Either way, it's a powerful maysa. It's a powerful maysa. I just want to conclude with a very quick idea. I saw in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron from Rav Aaron Cutler, and he says that there is a major difference in our tefillos and our davenings between gashmius and ruchnius. Of course, we have to daven for things in our life, in our gashmius areas. We have to daven for our parnasa. We have to daven for health, 100%. But when it comes to gashmius areas, we are only supposed to daven for what we need. And to daven for any more than that is pure chutzpah. To say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I really need $1 billion. It sounds absolutely ridiculous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, make me the strongest and most physically fit person on this world, please. It's mamash chutzpah, he says. It's ridiculous. But that's only when it comes to gashmius. When it comes to Ruchanias, he says, there is no shortage to what we are allowed to, and in fact, what we are supposed to ask for. The sky is the limit, literally. We have to ask to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, allow me to understand the entire Torah, because that's why I'm learning it. I'm learning it L'Shem Shamayim. I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to attempt. I'm going to step up and accept the challenge to say, I want to learn the entire Torah. And Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach, when we step up and accept that challenge, we should all see the results.